Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak.
From bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, this is The English We Speak. I'm Feifei.
And hello, I'm Rob.
Why have you brought a bowl of fruit into the studio?
I'm not feeling great, and you know fruit is packed with vitamin C, so I thought eating some would do me good.
I see. Well, I'm sorry you're not feeling great, but we have got a programme to do and an English phrase to teach.
If you don't mind, I might just read a few lines from the script today to save my voice. Perhaps I could just read the funny lines?
No, Rob. You can't just cherry-pick what you want to say.
Cherry-pick? No, Feifei, there aren't any cherries in my fruit bowl, so I won't be picking any.
I wasn't referring to your fruit. When you cherry-pick something, it means you choose only what's best or most desirable out of a group of things or a group of people. But, Rob, you're not going to do that, are you?
Shall we hear some examples of other cherry pickers?
Josh says he cherry picked the players for his football team based on their skills. But I know it's because they were his friends.
We need to cherry pick the best food for our new restaurant. We really want to impress our customers.
It seems unfair that our school has cherry-picked the best students to attend the conference. We should all have a chance to go.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're talking about the phrase to cherry-pick, which means to choose the best or the most desirable things from a group. And Rob wants to cherry-pick only the best lines to read from this script. It's a bit unfair, Rob.
I was just trying to save my voice, but I'll do my best. Would you like a piece of fruit from the bowl, Feifei?
Oh, OK then. That banana is a bit mouldy. That orange is a bit yellow. I'll have this apple, please.
Looks like you're cherry picking the best piece of fruit. Right, well, now that you've got my delicious apple, do you mind if I go now? I'm really not feeling great.
Oh, go on, Rob. But next time, I'm going to cherry-pick who I present with. Someone who wants a bite of the cherry to work with me. A bite of the cherry means a chance or opportunity. I need someone with a bit more stamina. See ya.
Bye.
The English We Speak.
From BBC Learning English.